Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
How to strengthen your focus. What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today is the productivity episode. It's Friday. Some people always ask me, why do you talk about productivity on Friday? And the reason why, now you're going to have the entire weekend to really think how to organize your week to kill it next week. This is very important. So I always believe in clean slates. Unfortunately, some people think that those dates, like for example, having a New Year's resolution, is kind of a stupid thing to do because why do you need a specific date? But I do believe in that. Does that mean that you have to wait until January 1st to change things that don't work about your lifestyle? Of course not. You should start as soon as possible. But I can't deny the fact that having a streak start right on the beginning of the week can actually make a huge impact on your entire week. All right. So there's four things that you can do to strengthen your focus. So let's get into them right now. And as usual, there's a lot more, but I generally like to break that down into bite-sized content. So today we're going to focus on four. So the first thing is to read every day for at least 15 minutes. I know how hard it is for some of you guys, but as a matter of fact, I was in the same exact situation just 5 or 6 years ago, 6 years ago now. I remember picking up a book at the bookstore at the airport, going from Europe to Canada, going back home, and I was on a plane. I said, hey, I'm going to read this entire book, and sure enough, I would open the book, read half a page, not even one page, half a page, and then almost feel like I was, you know, fainting. I didn't know how it got so bad at a certain point. I couldn't even open the book. My eyes couldn't even focus on the page. And at that point, I knew that something needed to change. And that's when I really started trying to read half a page, close the book, wait 15 minutes, start opening it again, read the other half, and then I could actually read one page. And then I worked my way up to 15 minutes. Now that 15 minutes is a minimum amount of time that I want to spend reading. But sure enough, the more you read, the more you're going to exercise your mind. It's like doing, you know, weights for your brain, all right? Now, second point is to meditate daily and focus on your inner body. What is your inner body? It is exactly what it sounds like. You want to focus on the feeling that you have within your body, the blood flowing through your body, your arms, your legs, your feet. When you do that, you can only do that or thinking. All right. So when you think and your mind is, you know, the monkey mind, I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but the monkey mind is basically the mind that's always thinking about different things and jumping from thought to thought. That's why it's called the monkey mind. Now, when you are just going about your day, that's what happens. Every 3 to 4 seconds, you're thinking about something different and then you move on. But when you think about your inner body, you don't give a chance to your mind to think about anything else because it's focused on the one thing that you're focusing on. It's similar to reading, right? You're not thinking about something else when you're reading, and you're not thinking about anything else when you're meditating and thinking about or feeling the inner body. Point number three, set up a Pomodoro timer and test your concentration. For those of you who don't know what Pomodoro timer is, I'm going to tell you real quick. It's a setup of 25 minutes of focused work followed by a 5-minute break, and it repeats for 4 times, and then you have a 15-minute longer break, and then again you start all over again, 4 timers by 25 minutes divided by a 5-minute break. It works like a charm for everyone that wants to do work and still have time to go to the washroom, to send a text message, to stand up and talk to someone for a minute. I mean, it's amazing. It works very well. I recommend start using it, and it's free, meaning like you can literally go online and look for Pomodoro tracker, I believe, on Google. And the first link is a free Pomodoro timer, all right? Point number four, do one thing at a time. Do not multitask. You know, there's so many people in the 90s that was that big idea that if you were in corporate world or you were running a business, you should multitask because you can do more things that way. That's absolute bull. Absolutely, it doesn't work because, I mean, it, on paper, it seems like it's almost working because you did so many more things. In reality, everything that you've done, it was, you know, half-assed. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. Nothing that you put only 50% of your focus on will turn into a good thing. It will not turn into a finished product if you're half here and half there. Maybe you did it up to 75% of its potential, but think about the fact that if you do that day in and day out in your business, you're going to have a business that it's only at 75% of its potential. And you don't want to do that. Focus on that one thing at a time. Once that's done, check it off. It actually makes you feel much better if you check something off that you finished and move on to something else. Do that and you will see that your focus will be much better. You will be able to get a lot more done and the quality of the work will be much better. So I hope you enjoyed the short episode and I'll talk to you tomorrow.